Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Fitness Forum. I am Michael Lewis, your host for the show. Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon. We're broadcasting early today because we have a special guest and we have very busy schedules and hectic schedules today. But nonetheless, we have a great show. We can't wait to talk with our guest, Mr. Dave Lieberman, definitely a heavy hitter here as a guest. My forum is open to call-ins and online chats for those interested in getting their voices heard, of course, regarding fitness topics. Our number is 917-889-8037. Again, that's 917-889-8037. Again, although we're broadcasting live today, our show can be heard in a podcast form at a later time. My show today is about bodybuilding and the National Physique Committee, or the NPC. Again, my guest today is Dave Lieberman. Dave has a long history of bodybuilding success and achievements. He is also a personal trainer and NPC promoter. Bodybuilding competitions really is such an awesome and interesting topic. I can't wait to get started. If you've never been to a bodybuilding competition, I strongly encourage you to go to any competition. But we have a couple coming up in the Ohio area. The first one is going to be this coming weekend at the Arnold Sports Festival that is held in Columbus, Ohio. And the next one is Dave Lieberman's competition, the NPC in Lakewood, Ohio, on March the 28th. That's a Saturday. The Arnold Sports Festival is actually going to be this weekend at the Nationwide Center in Columbus, and it hosts everything from bodybuilding competitions to strongman competitions, and along with an expo as well. So that's a really interesting couple days. It's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The NPC held in Lakewood is a one-day event that will be held at the Lakewood's Civic Auditorium. And I'll put some information on online for that as well to kind of promote this. The NPC, or the National Physique Committee, is the largest amateur bodybuilding organization here in the United States. Amateur bodybuilders compete in competitions from local to national competitions that are sanctioned by the NPC. There's one amateur organization per country that's recognized by the International Federation of Bodybuilders, or the IFBB. And the IFBB recognizes the NPC as its amateur extension for the United States. Let's get right to Dave. I really can't wait to hear more about his upcoming NPC event. Okay, good afternoon, Dave. How are you? Welcome to the Fitness Forum.
Mike, thanks for having me. I'm doing very, very well. Trying to survive this Cleveland winter, which I'm thinking is going to be dissipating well in time for our events, thank goodness.
Exactly. I don't think it's going to end, but we're tough, and we'll get through it, I guess, right?
Absolutely, man. Everyone's going to be at the Arnold Classic in another week, and I don't think they let anything affect them, and I don't think anything's going to affect anybody. Bodybuilding fans and friends and families of the bodybuilding, fitness, figure, bikini, and physique crowd, they're like the mail. They don't let anything get in their way. Rain, sleet, or snow, they're coming, and they're going to enjoy the festivities. So,
absolutely. I can't wait. I'm so excited for this time of the year because the Arnold and then your show, which I said I think is on March the 28th, and I know you have a Yeah, a couple things coming up. I just first want to kind of have you introduce yourself to our listeners. I know you became involved with Great Training back when you were about 13 years old or so. Talk about sustainability. That's fantastic. And I was just wondering if you can just go ahead and give our listeners a little bit about your background.
Well, you know what? I did start weight training at 13. I'm going to admit this on the radio here, but I'm going to be 50 in May. It's hard for me to believe that, but yeah, thanks. You know, so far so good. I'm happy to have my health and be able to do what I like to do for a living, that's for sure. In regards to what got me involved with bodybuilding, started when I was 13. Honestly, I was one of those short, fat guys that kind of collected comic books and sat on the couch and did nothing outside of watch television and barely get through school. So, you know, you started looking at people that had better lives than you did, you know, and you just assumed at that point that those people were lucky. I mean, you just happened to be born with really good bodies, and nice personalities, and, you know, people seemed to like them, whether it would be men or women. They all seemed to be very popular with both crowds. And it was always kind of cool to sit back and watch that. And then just, you know, kind of wrote yourself off as like, well, you know, I'm just not that lucky guy. I'm not that person. I wasn't born with that kind of trust fund baby genetics there. So forget it. You know, that's just the way it's going to be for me. And then when I quickly discovered that I could lift weights and look much better and improve myself and, of course, improve my diet too and become better and better and becoming coming into my own, so to speak, you know, it was literally like winning the lottery. And I kid you not, so I call it like the physique lottery because it was, because I just had no idea. I thought whatever body you were born with is what you're stuck with, and that's that, and that's the way life's going to treat you. And as we all know, as shallow as it sounds, I think that I learned at an early age that the better you look, the better you feel about yourself, the better people treat you. So it just becomes, you know, and it just becomes that kind of deep psychological fire that gets lit at an early age. And I'm really lucky I stumbled into the sport of bodybuilding because, as it turns out, it was one of the few things I was really good at. I wasn't good at too much else. Self-esteem was real low and all that. So, you know, anything I tried with a sort of a shaky awkwardness that made me, you know, fear ridicule so much, I either wouldn't want to try it, or if I did try it, it would be just as screwed up as I thought it would be. So I shied away from it. So the weightlifting really helped me get much more out of my life. I really owe my life to the entire lifestyle. And I have to say, that I this is going to sound very, very ironic and a little too deep for possibly your listeners, but I got much more emotionally out of weightlifting and the bodybuilding lifestyle and competitive bodybuilding than I have physically, because it really has, again, it made me into the person that I am now, which is somebody who can actually put two words together and talk to people and you know, and promote my events and basically have a much, much, much fuller and healthier life.
Oh, definitely. It does go hand in hand, exactly, from not only the weight room, but then to the classroom and then into the real world as well. There's so many different variables that we can talk about regarding the benefits there and that of weightlifting and a healthy lifestyle. Now, your first competition, if I recall, was NPC, the Teenage Ohio Northern District. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was the NPC Ohio North District.
Good. Okay, how'd that go?
Well, I kind of looked like a polished, I kind of looked like a polished marble there, but I was 17, junior in high school. Didn't really know how to diet.
Okay.
Didn't really know how to do a lot. I worked out really hard though. I mean, I worked out hard, but I was 17, and it was something that I didn't really think about doing until I saw people at the YMCA competing, and I saw how cool that would be to be a part of that industry. And honestly, I had such a low self-esteem, quite frankly. Anyone in the top five would have been thrilled. To get an award for my body at that point in my life was enormously, enormously important. And then when I did get an award, I was thrilled. Stared at the thing all night long. Literally, just was up so excited that I placed fourth. There was eight guys in my class. So then the next year, I was going to go in that show again. I wanted to be improved, wanted to be better. But as it turns out, the Ohio North District, for whatever reasons, didn't have a teenage division at the time. And it was just crushing. Absolutely crushing. And they always say things happen for a reason, and I kind of tend to believe in that sort of karma, because I was the gym that I was at was very competitive, and I didn't feel very good about myself. So I kind of got fourth in half the state, and it was limited to the northern part of Ohio. So yeah, I guess I'm stuck. And then a friend of mine said, "Why don't you do the Teenage Ohio?" And I said, "Oh, there's no way. These guys are great. And these teenagers are," and they really were. I mean, teenagers back in those days were like little pros. They were phenomenal. When you had a teenage contest, Mike, they were people that were just teenagers filling up the auditorium. In other words, it was the teenage and junior Ohio. It wasn't an added class onto the Ohio championships like it is in today's
really?
World. It was just that contest. And those contests were huge, and they were giant sellers. Why? Because you had people that were popular kids that would compete, and their whole families would come, from aunts and uncles to grandmas and grandpas, to all their best buddies, to their weightlifting friends in the gym, to their girlfriends' families. So it was big. And, you know, it's kind of a shame that the teenage divisions are good, but they're not nearly what they used to be back in the 80s. And those kids were just absolutely unbelievable. But anyways, the guys convinced me to do the Teenage Ohio, and I decided I'm going to try it and see what happens. And if I don't place, no place. I ended up winning. I ended up getting first place in my class. Absolutely thrilled. It was a complete game changer for
great.
Me. It was the best feeling I've ever had in my entire life. I was still a senior in high school. Everybody else was in college. I was competing. I was, I believe, going to be 18. I think I just turned 18. And I was just beside myself. Absolutely the most exciting part of my life. And again, that show was very important to me, and I actually incorporate some of the ideas I had in that show, because they had an 18, 19-year-old division, but they had so many kids, they divided it up in height classes. And I ended up
winning
the tall class. So I was just so thrilled to win the tall class and get first place in the Teenage Ohio, be one of the best built guys in the state, that to this day, whenever I see the numbers really increasing in my contest, first thing I do is talk to my NBC chairman, and we add classes instantly, because I want people to get that feeling. I want every opportunity that I had to get that incredible feeling, that rush of winning and being somebody, and that's really what we all want in life. At the end of the day, we want to be somebody. So I do my best to not only give them phenomenal awards, but also to make sure that they have every opportunity. That's why we have six classes for bikini, six classes for men's physique. Those are very, very popular classes. Five classes for figure, three classes for master's figure. So we do what we can to keep as many people as possible happy and to grow with the numbers that have been coming in. Just to wrap up my teenage career real quick, after I placed one first, I decided I was going to go to the Teenage National Championships, which just so happened to be in Detroit that year, so it was in driving distance. Back then, you know, teenagers had crappy cars. You couldn't get anywhere. So, you know, to me, we always judged our car and whether it could make it to Florida or not, because everybody wanted to go to spring
break.
And, of course, my car could not make it to Florida. Trust me, there's no way it could make it. In fact, I don't even think I had a gas cap on. I had a rag. So if it ever broke, I could just light it and just more or less a fuse. So, but my car could make it to Detroit. Could barely make it to Detroit. So I said, you know what? It's going to be in Detroit. I'm going to try it. I'm only a teenager once in my life. I'll see what happens. As it turns out, I ended up placing fourth. So I ended up placing fourth in half the state, to fourth in the entire country within a matter of, you know, a year and a half. So I was
really? Absolutely
beside myself. Yeah, and everybody was in that show. Sean Ray was in the contest. A guy named Frank Santoriello won the contest. Shane DeMora was in there. Bob Ciccolillo was in there. Bob got third right in front of me. So Sean got second. So, I mean, it was a very, very tough show. So for me to even hang with those guys and look even slightly respectable and get an award for it was absolutely a thrill for me. And then the rest, you know, and then I decided to compete as an adult and make it. And I actually thought I could possibly have some sort of slight career out of the thing. And, you know, and I'm very fortunate, again, that I got to make a living at what I love to do. So,
yeah, absolutely. Sure. And what were some of the titles and what were some of the competitions like in the transition from, you know, teenage to adult? Was that a big transition for you? And what were some of the titles that you were able to take from that?
It was huge. It was huge because I remember turning 20 how depressed I was. I could no longer win the teenage and the men's. In fact, it was funny because about maybe 3 weeks before my 20th birthday, I went to the Ohio North District, and surprise, surprise, they actually added a teenage division this year. So I went in the teenage division, and I went in the men's division too. Well, as it turns out, I ended up losing the teenage division by 1 point, and then I ended up winning the overall unanimously in the men's. So it was really ironic that happened. And as it turns out, this kid lived close to my area. I'd never met him before, who beat me. Introduced myself, called him up, congratulated him, said how phenomenal he is, and we became best friends ever since. Sadly, he passed away years ago. But we ended up competing. I took him down to the Teenage USA back in the days where the teenage contests were so big. It just not only had teenage national championships, they had teenage USA championships. So we went down to West Palm Beach. He ended up winning his class there. I took him to the Teenage Ohio, and then he won the overall there. So he had a great career. He had a great, great career as long as it lasted. But it was fortunate that I could actually win the men's titles too. So as a teenager, which is usually not done, And then I went into the one in Western America, one in my class in the Metropolitan, one in my class in the Northern USA, and then I went into the NPC Mr. Ohio. Actually, I won my class in every single men's contest that wasn't a national contest, with the exception of one.
Great.
One contest. One contest was the Mr. Ohio that I went into in 1990. I was beat by a guy named Mike Francois, and we all know, you know, his story of being one of the best bodybuilders never to win the Olympia. I mean, here's a guy who ended up winning the nationals, who ended up winning the United Champions, the Chicago Pro Show, I think the San Jose Pro Show, or not mistake the San Jose, and then he went into the Olympian place in the top 10. So you're dealing with a guy that really was absolutely phenomenal. So for me to get second to him was thrilling, you know, because I knew that guy was just absolutely spectacular. And then the next year I went to the Ohio again and I won that. And I took that title as well as the Collegiate Nationals, all NPC events, of course. And I ended up placing fifth in the junior junior Nationals, which was really exciting because I had Paul DeMeo in my class, the late Paul DeMeo, which was phenomenal. They called him Quadzilla at the time. And second place was Kevin Liberoni, who was just coming into his own as well. Third was Gerard Denke, the future owner of MHP Supplements, is one of our sponsors, and great, great, great guy, great, great high quality product. And then it was between me and a guy named Michael Anthony, and it was funny because Michael Anthony won the Michigan State Championships, and I won the Ohio State Championships. This was like Ohio versus Michigan kind of thing, for fifth or fourth. And then the following year, I went to the Junior Nationals in '92, got second there to the overall winner, Ken Castagnoli, who was absolutely spectacular. Thrilled to get second place, and I actually won the Cybergenics Most Improved Bodybuilder Award. They presented to me on ESPN. Back in those days, we actually had some ESPN coverage, which was fantastic. We didn't have the internet. So now there's a ton of coverage with the internet, but we did have ESPN, which was great, and there wasn't 10 different ESPN channels. There was like one or two. So getting on there was huge. I mean, even if you were on like Tuesday night at 1 in the morning, people recognized you in the mall the next day. It was amazing. But I won the Most Improved Bodybuilding Award, and I got a contract with those guys, and I toured the world with those guys until they went belly up, unfortunately. So for 2.5 years, they gave me their military accounts, and I made appearances at every single military establishment I can imagine. And I mean everyone, including Alaska, including Saudi Arabia, including Japan, Okinawa, Korea, all over Germany. And I mean, for months at a time, I was gone. It was weird being gone that long. I never traveled that much because I'd come back and, you know, houses would be painted different colors, neighborhood stores would close, and it would be like I was in a different world. So I'd been 2.5 years. That was enough of that. And again, as much as I love bodybuilding, you know, I realized something. The unfortunate truth is that the better you get in bodybuilding, the less time you have in the gym because you're so busy doing other things promoting your bodybuilding. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. So you kind of got to be careful what you wish for. I mean, it's not that I don't wish that. I'm very proud of that I did that and I enjoyed it. But I actually like my life a little bit more now. I got to say, as proud as I am of those days. You know, the dieting was excruciating, and I still diet, but I certainly enjoy my weekends, meaning I don't diet on the weekends. And I'm in town, and I'm doing much better. So,
good. Well, you're still the best, and you've transitioned nicely from, competitive, being a competitor and traveling the world. And just real quick, I mean, the Cybergenics was awesome. I mean, the supplements combined with the workout plans really back in probably that same thing, 93 or 4, really helped me to get shredded. It was amazing. Can you tell us, we're starting to get on the other half here of the show. The time goes by too quick. I think we could talk for days probably.
I get a little worried, so my apologies.
No, you're doing great. I appreciate all the information here. Like I said, you're one of the best and have really done a great job, not only personally, but now kind of passing the torch and running these and promoting the NPC. Can you tell us, I guess, how long have you been, been a promoter and, you know, a little bit about the NPC and some of the great work that you do, for that?
Well, the NPC I kind of fell into because there was no other organization out there, and so I didn't know any better. So I just started buying NPC cards, and as it turned out, I was very, very lucky that I happened to stumble across, again, the best organization in the world. I mean, this is the best amateur organization on the planet, par none, and they're also a brother-sister team with the IFBB, like you mentioned. So that's also a great thing, because in order to become an IFBB professional, in other words, in order to get compete in the Arnold Classic or someday find your way in Las Vegas competing on the Olympia stage, you absolutely have to go through the NPC. So They've been like a family to me, honest to God. I've got friends of mine from you know, that I actually have lifelong friendships with. So it's a great organization. And honestly, if you're going to compete, my whole idea is I wanted to compete with the best, period. So before I knew what NTC stood for or what they were about, I just knew that if I competed in that organization, I'd have the biggest competition and the best. So if I said I'm the best built man in the state or the best built teenager in the state, I knew I really was the best. I wasn't a paper champion. And I mean that respectfully. I'm not cutting down anybody
sure.
else. That competes elsewhere. I mean, whatever makes you happy is what you need to do. I mean, life is too short not to be happy. But what made me happy was competing with the best, and that's kind of where I was at. So,
great. I come to all your shows. I've been, as a spectator and as a supporter,
and a sponsor,
of course.
Yeah.
And you do honestly just such a great job. And compared to other places around the country, I mean, this is the place to come to every year. And can you explain a little bit and highlight the upcoming your upcoming show in March and some of the preparatory work? Because I know that there's the opposing clinic. I think you're certainly a part of as well and stuff like that. And I know that's coming up soon. So,
well, here's where I'm at. First off, I really want to thank you for the kind words. And yes, we do our very, very best, but I need to make it very, very clear and humble myself a little bit here. You know, I'm kind of a big mouth in front of everybody, telling people to compete, telling people to sponsor, you know, explain to people how great the show is, which it is. But at the same time, you know, I've got a co-promoter that honestly this show would not be a go without this guy. This guy works tirelessly, him and his entire family, including his wife. So I want to give a shout out to Todd Pember. This guy is, you know, we're up till 2 a.m. every night talking about, especially this time of the year, about this, that, and the other thing, while his wife's, you know, labeling the drug testing and sorting things out with both our opposing clinics and a contest. So, and the shows would absolutely be nothing without our NPC state chairman, Rick Dayari. He's actually state chairman for West Virginia and Ohio. He's actually promoting a couple events himself this year, so I highly encourage you guys to check them out. But this guy has a team that runs this thing like a top, and I mean he is used to high numbers. He can deal with what we're doing, and these guys are constantly tweaking. He works in concert with Gary Udit, who's our NBC zone chairman, as well as IFBB NBC judge and our head judge of events, and the guy that we're going to be doing our closing clinic with, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. But it's really a team effort, and we have a ton of people backstage and sponsors. And if we get into the thank yous here, number one, I'll miss people, which I'll feel bad about. And number two, you know, we'll be here till the next morning talking about all the people that help us out. But really, honestly, you know, I might be the figurehead as far as the big mouth behind, you know, in front of everybody. But honestly, without these guys, I'd be nothing. And I really honestly mean that. I'd be absolutely zero. So, you know, your kind words and everything are really reflected not only to me, but these guys as well. So,
great.
And yes,
well,
we are having
fun.
We started doing posing clinics with Gary Udit. Gary used to do videos, and I think he still does, for posing and for posing and stuff. He's phenomenal. The guy's an absolute master at it. So, you know, he started doing these things, and I started thinking to myself, you know, that would be a good preliminary warm-up for our contest. I mean, the last thing you want to do is people would always come to our show and go, Gary, check me out. So after pre-judging, they take the clothes off, maybe on stage, posing, you know. And Gary would always be very, very generously give his time and his advice. And then he started thinking, and it made sense, you know, why don't we have this kind of thing before some major events here, because, or at least before the seasons, because that's what's going to help people out. The last thing you want to hear as a competitor is that, hey, listen, you come to a judge afterwards, say, hey, listen, what could I have done to make myself better? I thought I could have placed higher. Well, you know, you weren't really posing right, or you weren't angled in while we were looking for you, or whatever, or you could have been a little tighter. I mean, Gary not only poses you, he gives you advice. He'll tell you flat out, you know, hey, listen, you're going to be fine in 4 weeks, you're going to be better in 6 weeks, or whatever. So he'll give you the honest guide, hardcore tip that you need to hear, that you'd like to hear 4 weeks before the contest and not after the show when you might
right.
be a bit disappointed in how you did. So it's exciting, and what's really cool is that we've added two incredible guests that will hopefully be a part of our clinics from this point forward. Number one is Ashley Kaltwasser. Now, she actually won my contest. We were one of her first shows ever, and then she went on to win the Team Universe, and she went on to win the Olympia twice. She's the only bikini
right.
competitor that has won the Olympia twice, so she's the best bikini competitor in history, and she's getting ready to defend her title. So anybody that's going to come this Saturday to Titan Swim and Mentor, where we're having our next clinic, is going to be in for a real treat because she's in phenomenal shape. Not only are we bringing her in, we're bringing an IFBB pro in that also competed in our show and did very, very well back in the days when we had fitness, and IFBB pro Summer Montebone, who's a phenomenal trainer. She's just, you know, always produces top-notch quality competitors and feeds our show with plenty of great competitors. And she, you know, has been training Ashley since day one. So, you know, it's going to be a great, great fit. So we're going to have all three of those powerhouses at this gym, in Titans Gym, in Mentor. And our NPC state chairman, Rick Bayardi, is going to be up here too. He's not going to be instructing, okay, but he's going to be asking any and all questions about the NPC. He's going to be talking about his upcoming events and so forth. So it's going to be a real pleasure having him up in Mentor as well. Mentor is 20 minutes east of Cleveland, Ohio. There's three Titans gyms. There's one in Cleveland, there's one in Twinsburg, and there's one in Mentor. We will be in the one in Mentor. The festivities start at 10 o'clock this Saturday, and check-ins are at 9:30. So I strongly advise everybody to get up there early. There's going to be no snow on the ground on Saturday. I just looked at the weather. Right. It's going to be 20 degrees, but we all have heat in our cars, thank goodness. So
exactly. Come on down. Okay, and I'm going to post that as well for the clinic, because that's something that I think is really a good start for somebody, especially a new person coming into your show. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, we do have a photographer there who's going to be taking photos of you in the poses that you need to be in after Gary puts you in those poses, and they'll be up on the site. And it's all included. It's $100 in cash, cash only, and that includes the day pass at Titans Gym and includes all the goodie bags. So you're going to really be loaded up with a lot of stuff.
Good. Well, listen, I hate to cut you short here. We've covered a lot of ground. I'm obviously a big advocate for you and your show and all the people. I know Gary very well as well. And perhaps after the show, once you're a little bit less busy, we can come back on another show and revisit some of the some of the finer points. But again, this posing clinic is going to be at the Titans Gym and Mentor on Saturday at 10 o'clock, and then. Okay, and then your show is going to be Saturday, March the 28th at the Lakewood.
Yeah. So, do you have a couple of minutes to talk about the show, or are we out of time here?
Just about, maybe about 30 seconds or a minute.
I'll wrap it up real quick. March 28th, okay. Lakewood Civic Auditorium is the NBC Natural Ohio. It's an open event. It's got an expo with about 80 booths. We'll have Dana Lynn Bailey guest posing and doing a seminar along with three-time 212 Olympic champion James Flex Lewis. Will also be doing a seminar and guest posing as well. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic event.
Awesome.
Doors open at final start at 9 at 5:30, and the pre-judging starts at 9 o'clock. Doors open at 8, and you can get on tickets at www.daveliberman.com. That's daveliberman.com. We will be selling tickets to the contest at the clinic this weekend as well.
Awesome. Okay, well, listen, I'll be there for sure, and I'm going to promote everything again, and we'll make sure we do our part for you. Listen, you really covered a lot of great information, and you really do a lot of positive things, for our chosen craft here, and it's greatly appreciated. So thank you very much for coming on, and again, we'll try to get maybe you back on sometime later in the season as well.
Well, the thanks goes to you, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity and time. I'm sorry I get a little wordy, I get a little too talkative, but I will see you then.
Not at all.
We'll get our fall event, October 10th, the NPC National Northern USA. Three-time Mr. Olympia, four-time Mr. Olympia, Phil Heath will be guest posing and doing a seminar along with Michael Hearn, celebrity bodybuilder, and his dog Striker. So we'll see you guys there, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Well, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Wow, what a great show, and I want to thank Dave Lieberman for coming on the show today. A great friend, as we can clearly see, bodybuilding really needs a good roadmap to the end goal for actually stepping out on stage. We certainly appreciate Dave coming on today. Next Thursday, March the 5th, I'll be broadcasting live from the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus, Ohio. Our guest is Ryan Cohen, a powerlifter and strongman who will be competing at the Arnold in a new and exciting event. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Again, have a great week and hope to see everybody at the Arnold. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.